This is Connor Mahoney, and this is No Walk Vibes with Jack Mahoney and Luke George. So, Luke, how's it going?
It's going great, man.
Yeah, it's going
great.
Happy to
be here.
Yeah.
Second podcast.
Really excited. Jack, how are you feeling about podcast number two?
Second podcast vibes.
And we actually have a couple of special guests with us today. Some players, some captains, actually. We got three captains with us today. Four including Luke, but we got three special guest captains. We got Cooper Sobecki, captain of the Sharks. How's it going?
Good.
We got Easton, captain of
the Knights.
The Knights, which we're going to be talking about. How you feeling?
The National Knights.
And returning captain, Sam Cote.
Yes, sir.
How are you feeling, Sam?
Pretty good. How about you guys?
We're all doing pretty well.
Sure.
All right, so Sam, first question. You're a returning captain, One of the only returning captains, you and Luke George. What's going on with the offseason? We got the free agency really starting on November 20th.
Yeah.
You can release your players officially then. Players can officially re-sign. What are the moves going to be? Let's hear it.
I'm kind of waiting until the 2020 draft. I'm really hyped for that.
You're gonna wait. You're waiting all that time.
Yeah. Well, not to make my decision.
Are your decisions made up?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Oh. Okay, Sam.
Yeah. So Jack, I mean, you're currently on the Fallout roster. How do you feel that Sam has already decided the fate of what's going to happen with your team?
I know what he's doing, and I think it's smart.
Yeah.
Because personally, I don't think I'm worth a first-round pick.
Uh-huh.
And he could just draft me back in the second
round.
That
is true.
Which makes more sense.
If he is inclined to do that, he will draft you in the second round. We'll see. Hey. Luke, there's some laughing going on. What's going on over there, Luke?
It's all good. Me and Sam were just having some intense.
Yeah, just had. Yeah.
All right, let's get back to Sam's answer.
Sam.
Yes, sir.
What's your answer?
For
what Jack just said.
Yeah. I kind of like Jack. I like Jack's point. He's a pretty smart dude when it comes to logic.
Yes, Cooper.
Will there be only re-signing and releasing?
On November 20th, you can't sign any new players that haven't already been in the league. So what we could do is Jack could become a free agent you could pick Jack up if you would like to.
So the players that have already been in the league are going to be in the draft.
They could be in the draft, or we could just do that they're free agents. We'll see.
Okay.
One of the two.
The current players can only be in the draft if they're dropped by if they're dropped by the captain.
Yeah, but I'm saying that we should do, I'm just thinking of this right now, like it might not happen.
Yeah.
That we could do like those players as free agents instead of like drafted players.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah, let's hear it.
So I'm officially dropping Ellis Masada.
Well, you're not officially.
Why?
Because
it hasn't started.
Free agency doesn't start till the 20th. Maybe
we run the podcast.
No, we did.
No, we did not.
He didn't say anything.
Maybe he knows the plan, but that doesn't mean that Jack.
Okay, I know my plan.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, back to.
Okay, that's great. Great to hear, Luke. So, Sam.
Sure.
You lost in the World Series.
Yes.
For real.
A fat L.
A fat L. You got swept.
You did too.
What did you get? Yeah, so did you. So did you. So.
Quick recap.
How do you.
Three
no,
games
no, no, no.
Well,
yeah, yeah. Three games. Three.
Yeah, by the Musketeers.
Okay, Luke.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you have to say about that? Well, how are you going to go in? Are you going to go into next. What are you expecting from next year from your.
I'm a little mad.
Yeah.
But. We just didn't have good teamwork, communication.
Yeah, I mean, there was just a bunch of breakdowns.
I mean, we did have two players on the field.
Yeah, that is true. Jack
times.
Was
because Jack
was,
Mahoney throwing his cap out. Yep,
that was
that's,
Jack.
Hey, that's
out,
fair.
Quote, out of camera view, throwing his cap.
We've talked about this on future YouTube or on
past
YouTube videos. I don't think we need to talk about it anymore.
Really?
I agree.
We've only talked about it once. That was post game interviews in the World Series.
And you, if I remember correctly, you lost your cool.
Yeah, I did lose my cool.
And I had to hold you back from fighting the.
Wait, I didn't fight anybody. I did not fight anybody.
I had to hold you back from the cameraman.
He did. I was.
You are the cameraman.
Yeah,
I'm not the cameraman. Someone else was holding the camera.
Yeah, I think it may have been me or someone.
We can roll the clip.
What? It's a podcast, buddy.
Yeah, it's a podcast.
If we could roll the clip, we would.
Dude, no, you know what we need to do? We need to go in every single clip and just show the funnies.
Just a video of
the
funny.
Yes.
On the channel.
It's funny.
It's just the funny. No,
funnies. SWL with football funnies.
Funnies.
Yeah,
buddies.
We have one blooper.
Yeah, that was
me. No, dude, that blooper is so funny. No, and then there's also
looks like a guy. And then Cooper's like strikeout swing one time where he just hits the backstop and everything was just hilarious.
And then like.
I mean, Cooper right now.
Someone hit the ball down one time and the camera landed at my feet.
Yeah, then Shane.
Oh no!
And then Shane hitting the ground with his bat after every time he strikes out outside.
And then me slamming my. Well, that's not a blooper because I was on camera.
Okay. So now we're gonna we're gonna talk about the league and how it's growing. So right now we got two new captains over here. Cooper. We have Cooper Sobecki and Easton.
Olivia.
No, all of them.
It's Olivia.
Okay. It's not Olivia, it's all of them.
Cooper, come here. Let me ask you a question. What are you gonna do to expand? Let's be honest. You're not the best player in the league.
No. Not
at all. What are you going to do to make your team a contender in the World Series next year?
Pick the best players.
Yeah. What he said.
Pick the best players, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a veteran. You know what it takes to win in this league, you know?
Uh-huh.
I think you do. I think you know what it takes to
win. Yes, I do. What his hands look?
Okay.
What does it take?
Not swing the bat.
Zero runs throughout the season.
No,
he had
work.
Sorry. One home run throughout the season.
And confidence.
Confidence. That's three pretty good principles.
Maybe
and, you know, I think if you run off those, you might have a chance.
Yes, sir.
Easton, I'm gonna go to you now.
Sure.
What are your three principles on what you are gonna base your team off of this next year to have the best chance of winning the championship?
Well, basically, one, good attitude.
Great attitude. That's a good one.
Don't want Masadi on the team.
Hey, we don't need to
be talking. We've called out Ellis way too many times.
Don't want Jack on your team.
No, there's not. Hey. No more calling people out
on this spot.
We want people to have good effort and not just
good effort, good attitude,
give
you
up
know?
Picking talent.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I've seen Easton play one time, kicking dingers. It's pretty good. So you know, I think you can make it work.
Nothing like Cooper's swing, by the way.
Okay. Cooper's swing is pure.
It's just too good. All right.
Butter, smooth. Okay, so now.
I have a good six principles.
I guess we'll
three,
ask all
do
the coaches.
Three.
What are your
three
principles?
Only three?
Yeah, only three.
Okay. Number one, coming in at most important, you gotta have faith that your teammates.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Teamwork.
So now, okay, yeah.
And attitude. Those are the three principles you need to have be good in.
What kind of attitude? Ooh, shitty attitude?
Yeah. Not Jack's attitude. I'm joking.
Jack.
Hey.
All
right.
Jack, you're
I've been called out so many times.
Calm down.
You gotta have a good
calm
attitude.
Calm down.
Hey.
I'm old.
Okay, can I say
it? Yeah, let's hear yours, Luke.
All right, mine.
Luke is the only captain ever. Sam, could you stop that? That's gonna be too much noise in the background.
Yeah.
You're the only captain here that's ever won a championship in the SWL. What are your three principles?
I think, see, mine are not gonna be stated principles.
Okay.
Mine are gonna be like what you have to do to succeed. Like my first one is like you can't give up. Like my the two series before the World Series, our team were down. We're bad.
Two losses in a row.
Yeah, two series losses in a row, and they were pretty bad. I think I only had one home run those two series. Yeah. It was just not a good time. And then World Series came around. No one was expecting a 3-0 sweep. Our team was pumped up to absolutely destroy, and we got the job done. That's my first one, which I think is absolutely important to have. And my next one is to have good teamwork around the field. You gotta have communication. You gotta have good ball control. And you just, hey, I'm just going more into the wiffle ball, like actually playing. But like, you need defense wins championships. Like you gotta get out of the field to go swing the bats. Mm-hmm. So that's a big part of Shane right there. My third one is just to be a great teammate.
Great teammate.
Pick up your team and.
No, I'm not gonna lie.
The other team's doing pretty bad.
I have seen you be not the best teammate sometimes.
Well, my teammates are I have definitely seen you. I gotta tell them to get their swing up. I gotta give them pointers.
I will give you that. You are.
Like if they're not
swinging, tough teammate.
If they're not swinging the bat and the ball hitting the strike zone, I'm gonna tell them swing the bat.
That is true. Easton, what do you have to say?
I will say one other thing that is a. It's like you have to trust your teammates.
Yeah.
So like if there's like a pop fly and you don't trust your teammates and you go run and try to catch it, then you guys collide and it drops.
Yeah, it's true.
So I feel like you have
to and you gotta hustle.
You gotta hustle.
You hit a ground ball, you throw a pop up.
You gotta be sprinting.
You think you're gonna get out? Run to first base as hard as you can.
Okay. So that's the end of that little segment right there, talking about.
Can you guys come sit down?
The three principles of. What it takes to win a championship. So let's talk a little bit more about what moves are going to be made in the offseason. You know, there's only been a couple of players that have been scouted so far. Jack's been scouted. His pitching.
Charlie
Smallwood.
Charlie Hausman.
Well, I mean, you've already been playing. If you Hudson. Played last year, you already kind of been scouted.
Hudson Hausman.
Hudson.
No. Easton is still Easton. Undetermined.
No, I saw him play, though. He's pretty good.
I'm scouting, new players.
Yeah.
But he's a captain.
I'm taking notes.
We haven't seen about 10 kids.
Because I need one player that will actually destroy muscle.
We haven't seen about
I just want to say, are we still going to try to get a combine in?
I want to do it Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah, I can
okay, good.
Do it on Sunday.
Because we just canceled my trip to South Carolina, so we're good.
All right, sweet.
This Sunday?
Yeah.
I have to go to Tennessee.
That's fine. You already played. We just need a couple more kids.
And he's a captain, so.
Yeah,
so
I know how good you are. I played with you in baseball wise.
Yeah, I mean.
Since I was little. Like,
little.
Then I left.
We've all seen him play.
Yeah,
him.
I mean, no. Yeah, and he's a captain.
And
then
we're going to play for the number 5-8 team in the league.
Alright,
baseball.
I
did. He's good.
Now we're going to talk about, we are trying to set the, Jack, this is you. You talk about this.
What?
This right here.
Oh, okay. Divisions.
Oh, those are funny.
What? Okay, so AO is, we're going to be, so it's five teams, so that makes it a little unbalanced. So we know the four teams already. So AL is Floridian Fallouts and River City Raptors, and NL is Michigan Musketeers and South Carolina Sharks. That's now. But the Knights could go either way. We kind of think because the NLCS or the ALCS probably isn't going to be like AL versus AL. It might be like AL versus NL, so it's not really like the AL or NLCS. But like.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter, I think.
Yeah.
Weird to say, Sam.
Use the paper. You know, I'm liking being in the AL. I kind of like this. But, for this, hypothetically, the Nashville Knights go to the AL with me and the River City Raptors led by Max Voracek, correct?
Yep.
Nashville Knights.
Did I not say that?
You said
Nashville.
It's fine. It's fine. Let's go.
Sorry.
We would have more games than the NL, correct?
No.
No, we would.
So we wouldn't do.
It doesn't even. So that at the end of the day, it doesn't even matter because it's just going to be the best records. So like, it could be three AL teams and one NL team.
Yeah.
In the playoffs, because we're only having 14.
It just really matters.
Okay, so
with
it
the,
would not.
So it doesn't matter.
It would not be say me and Max go head to head, and a game. The winner of that would not face Easton's team.
What? It was like World Series.
If it was normal play, it was.
Everyone's gonna play everyone.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I did not know that.
I think everyone's going to get everyone at least one time. And there might be one time that you play, one team that you play twice.
Okay. I'll perfectly
fine
with that. I like that.
Next segment would...
Yeah, I think, I don't have anything else to talk about.
Yeah.
You guys haven't got anything.
I think I'm all set.
Yeah.
So, that was episode 2 of No Long Vibes. You had a couple of guests here. Cooper had to scoot out because he had to do something. But this was, the SWL with No Off Vibes. Come back again soon for episode number 3. We should be shooting it, I don't know, soon.
Yeah, sure.
Probably in the next week.
Yeah.
We'll try and come out 1 or 2 episodes a week.
Oh, follow us on the Instagram for this podcast, No Off Vibes Podcast.
Oh, yeah, No Off Vibes Podcast. It's on Spotify. It's on, It's on everything.
It's literally on everything.
Woo! Anywhere you can find podcasts.
Yep. We even have our own website. Go check that out.
Yeah, you even have your own website. All right.
All right. Bye.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.